After her license to practice medicine had been withdrawn, my mother, Dr. Magdalena Schwarz, nevertheless continued to be active as a so-called Jewish practitioner at the Israelite hospital. She used to cycle, she was no longer permitted to use the tram, to the camps in Milbertshofen and Berg am Laim and look after the internees waiting to be deported. The money that came in for her medical services went into a blocked account. She could only withdraw a certain amount from this account, so we were terribly short of money. My mother, a racial Jew but baptized, had rented this house at Mandelstraße 9 in 1938. It had a lot of small rooms. When she was in hiding, I was left more or less on my own, with our maid and our animals. I was 14. I had no money to pay tuition fees. So a girlfriend of my mother's rented out the rooms to Jewish ladies, all of them elderly, whose relatives had already emigrated. They moved in with us. They had food and accommodation. So I lived and ate there for free. Later on, they were deported, one after another. Some took their own lives in the house. It all comes back to me sometimes, although it's so long ago. My mother was married to an Aryan, so I was a so-called first-degree half-caste. I went to the Anger Convent School. In 1940, the school was nationalized. We had a very sane principal named Dr. Troy. He sent for me and said he would be grateful if I kept a low profile. He had to expel half-Aryans, but with 1,200 pupils and his workload, it was impossible for him to find out who they were. Of course, he need only have gone from class to class saying, "Half Aryan, stand up." I think there were only three of us. In 1943, I took my final high school exams and he handed me my certificate saying, "And I'm particularly happy for you." He really risked something. My mother was to be deported in January 1945. Dr. Schneider, a psychiatrist, hid her in the locked ward at Schwabing Hospital, which had no door handles. She was there till mid-April. There were also a lot of good people. One mustn't forget that. All this time, I had no idea where my mother was. She had left me a letter saying she had decided to take her life. I had to deliver this letter to the Hansa homes, where the Gestapo lived. I was conscripted to work at washing trams, but I found a terribly nice doctor who diagnosed open tuberculosis on an X-ray. After that, no one wanted to have anything to do with me anymore. When my mother emerged from Schwabing Hospital, she got in touch with us immediately. We were staying with acquaintances in Leopoldstrasse, our maid, dog and cat, everything we'd managed to rescue, all in one room. Then my mother came. There was no longer any danger. Everyone was busy saving their own necks. By mid-April, they were no longer out to get you here. It was different out in the country. After liberation, my mother practiced privately again and was again accredited at the health insurance companies. And then there's the nice little story of the compulsory physician's insurance from which the Jews had been expelled. After the war, she was expected to join up again and pay contributions. But she said that if she'd been expelled from something, she never went back again. An exchange of correspondence went on for years, but she never rejoined. I think she was one of the few who weren't with them, because it's obligatory for physicians.